This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two big fires remain burning in western Colorado. One is in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. It's grown to over 1,600 acres and has no containment. The park is still closed with all visitors and staff evacuated. Another fire is burning where Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties meet. It's spread over 2,100 acres. And higher elevations across the western slope could see more lightning and gusty winds today. Meanwhile, a fire near Buena Vista is fully contained after burning 60 acres. Another Colorado county has confirmed a positive test for West Nile virus in mosquitoes. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Boulder County is the latest, reporting its first of the season. The positive bugs were collected from a trap site in Niwot East last week. No other positive pools have been recorded. The county says so far it's seen low numbers of mosquitoes, but it expects them to increase. Most human infections are mild, but some can lead to serious health complications, including encephalitis, paralysis, and in rare cases, death. People are urged to wear long sleeves and pants outside and limit activity during peak mosquito hours at dawn and dusk. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says Coloradans who want to delete their genetic data from the company 23andMe should do so now. A bankruptcy court recently approved the sale of the DNA testing company to a new owner. Weiser and several other state attorneys general worked during the bankruptcy case so that consumers had the option to permanently delete their genetic and personal data. This is CPR News and KRCC.